It's been a long time since I've felt those footsteps, human. You can struggle all you want. You're no match for these tentacles. The folly of your kind knows no bounds. Did you really think there would be food for you here? You must think I'm the fool. Why else would you venture all the way out here? This part of the forest? It's mine. Your kind is not welcome here anymore. Let you go? You should be careful what you wish for. It's a long way to the ground. Don't forget who you're talking to. Now, be a good little man, or I'll stop being nice. I'll slide this tentacle right down your throat. What strange coverings you're wearing. You're a long way from home. Poor me. I can't recall the last time I had a man in my grasp. And such a pretty one at that. Let's see what the rest of you looks like. My, my. You must be the pride of your people. Not one scar in sight. And these legs? Well, they're not so strong now, are they? They do feel nice all wrapped up in my coils. I told you, it's no use fighting me. Do you want me to get nasty? Listen, do you hear that? You're alone. It's just you and me. Now show some respect. Well, you don't look hungry to me. If it's not food you're here for, then why? Just exploring? Little man wandering where he shouldn't. Well, explorer, that makes this a fortuitous encounter. I've almost forgotten what you taste like. Don't kill you. You poor, naive man. You have no idea who I am, do you? You really have no idea? So it's true. You did forget about me. And after everything I did for you, and I did everything you begged of me, never again. All right, human. If it's your freedom you want, I'll grant you that. In return, I need something from you. Nothing strenuous, just your mere compliance. First, take a deep breath. Go on. A nice, deep breath. Take another, all the way in. Quite the divine scent, isn't it? It was the scent that drew the first of you here. Like you, they wandered into my valley, hungry, desperate. And when they found me, they thought I was a monster. Truth is, they were the monsters. They claimed the forest as their own, every year stripping me bare for their selfish needs. They knew to stay out of my reach. But like you, they got careless. My revenge never tasted so good. So invigorating. After that, they respected me. I was no longer a monster. Worse, I was their savior. Every fall, they'd surrender one of their own, a gift to me. Please, our queen, keep the forest green. And with that, I could endure winter's rage so that your kind could survive. Sustenance for sustenance. Life for life. Then came the rain. For days it fell. The wind howled and the waters rose. All life departed. And then there was silence. Even after the waters dwindled and the creatures returned, your people did not. And every fall, I'd await your return. And return, you did not. I figured you all moved on. You didn't need me anymore. But did you ever wonder, what about me? But this was generations before you entered this world. For you, I may just extend my mercy. Let's get you into a more comfortable position. How are you feeling now? Calm? Obedient? Perfect. You see, I'm no monster. I'm simply taking what I need. My advice? Enjoy it, human. You are the first of your kind to have this privilege. Now, let's remove this last covering down here. I see my flowers haven't lost their potency after all. I'll be returning to this soon. First, what do we have back here? Oh, so anxious. You don't like my tentacle back here? You ought to have more faith in me. What about if I just circle around your opening? Nice and slippery. Round and round. That's the reaction I was waiting for. How about a little more? Oh, I love watching your body respond. Come now, pet. There's no shame in enjoying this. It works for both of us if you do. You're nice and relaxed now. I think you're ready. Oh, don't worry. It's only an itty-bitty tentacle. I promise I'll be gentle. Oh, so warm. I remember this now. Oh, look at your face. You've never been penetrated like this, have you? And I bet you take such pleasure when you do the same to your females. You know, I became somewhat of an expert when it came to their needs. Once I let them free, I guess they must have told their friends, shared their stories. They never said so, but given how often they got lost out here, one can't help but wonder if you males were giving them any satisfaction at all. Not that I'm complaining. It was so much fun. And their nectar? Oh, God. Like nothing in this world. You men, on the other hand, let's just say, quantity over quality. And given how long it's been, I'll take everything you have to offer. Are you warming to me, pet? Because I have a secret for you. I happen to know there's a spot in there. A very special spot. My favorite spot. Right around here. It's just a matter of probing until I find it. And there it is. Oh, there's just so much I can do with this spot. Circle around it. Press into it. Do you feel the warmth spreading through your body? Those tingling bumps on your skin? Your twitching appendage? I've never seen such a fast response. How long will it take before that first bead of nectar oozes from your tip? Oh, not long at all. Now look down. You see this tentacle? You see how it dilates? So wide it could swallow your appendage whole? Don't worry, pet. I'm gonna rest this right beneath your tip. You've got some nectar for me, and I am dying to taste it. A little more pressure now. There we go. Oh, so much sweetness. Drip, drip. Oh, that taste. No, shh. No need to speak. I'll relinquish you once I've had my fill. And we will have all the time in the world. So relax those muscles. The sooner you produce, the sooner you can forget this night ever happened. But frankly, I'd be hurt if you forget. That's good, my pet. Surrender to me. Give in to the pleasure. Let it sweep over you like a warm breeze. All these centuries, and it never fails to fascinate me, seeing your appendage in bloom, dancing for me, just begging for my affection. So beautiful, so strong. I love feeling it swell and twitch as I squeeze the base with my tendrils, glide up your stem, circle around the tip, coaxing that sweetness from your slit. So much. You've never felt like this before, have you? So violated. So helpless, and yet so keen for more. I'm on your wavelength now. You humans are just instruments waiting to be played. A tickle here, a squeeze there, a thrust here. Your body just can't help but convulse. Moan for me, my instrument. My little pre-cum pet. Oh, you're riding that edge now. You want that release, don't you? To let it all go. To spread your seed across my forest floor. No. Winter is almost here. And I need a generous offering if I'm going to stay nourished. You do want to please your goddess, don't you? So I'm going to take my time, nice and slow. Let your seed build and churn in these delicious soft bulbs. We're going to milk every last drop you have. Drip, drip, drip. Good human, so compliant, just floating there, weightless, wrapped up in my coils, leaking endlessly from me. If only I had my strength, the things I could do with you. I'm ready for my main course now, and I can feel it. You're ready to give it to me. And don't you hold back. Surrender every last drop to your goddess. I'm going to count you down. 10. I know all your favorite spots now. Just let my tentacles do the work. 9. Relax and keep breathing in and out. 8. Try not to twitch. Hold off and let the pleasure build. 7. It's all you can think about now as it spreads to every inch of your body. 6. Don't fight it. Your body knows what it needs to do, what it was born to do. 5. You're so hard. You're throbbing for your goddess. 4. Getting so close now as my tentacle engulfs your tip. 3. Your precious seed is rising up your stem, just aching for my permission. 2. Your whole body is convulsing. You're swelling inside. You're ready to explode. 1. Feed me. Sustenance for sustenance, life for life. Be still now, human. When you wake, you are to return to your people and spread the word. Your goddess is very much alive, and she is